This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China chose a cross-country skier born in the troubled Xinjiang region to be a joint final torchbearer at the climax of the Winter Olympics opening ceremony on Friday night. Campaigners say that at least 1 million, mostly Muslim minorities, have been incarcerated in so-called re-education camps in Xinjiang, where China is also accused of forcibly sterilizing women and imposing forced labor. After initially denying the existence of the camps, Beijing said they were vocational training centers aimed at reducing the appeal of Islamic extremism. The U.S. and lawmakers from multiple Western nations have accused China of carrying out a genocide against its Muslim minorities in the region, a charge Beijing denies. Washington is leading a diplomatic boycott of the games by a group of Western nations, including Britain, Canada, and Australia, over China's human rights record. The countries taking part in the boycott have not sent officials to Beijing, but their athletes will participate in competitions. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany, the U.S.'s military's European command said on Friday. A spokesperson said, quote, these are the first of 2,000 soldiers to arrive in Europe following the Pentagon's announcement of additional forces moving from the United States to Europe in support of our NATO allies. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. France said Friday it will help its ally, the United Arab Emirates, secure its airspace following drone and missile attacks by Yemeni rebels. The UAE announced the interception and destruction on Wednesday of three, quote, hostile drones, which follows three previous drone and missile attacks claimed by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels since January 17th. The UAE's staunch ally, the United States, has deployed a warship and fighter planes to help protect the Middle East financial and leisure hub, usually a safe haven in the volatile region. French Defense Minister Florence Parly said on Friday that the UAE had suffered, quote, serious attacks on their territory since January. She tweeted, quote, to show our solidarity with this friendly country, France has decided to provide military backing, notably to protect their airspace from any intrusion. France is also helping the UAE with aerial surveillance using fighter jets stationed at France's airbase in Abu Dhabi, she said. Madagascar has put six of its regions on high alert as a tropical cyclone is forecast to hit the Indian Ocean's islands east coast Saturday with intense winds of 195 kilometers per hour, according to government officials. Residents across the island are stocking up on groceries and securing their homes as much as possible before the storm lands. About 4.4 million of Madagascar's 28 million people are at risk, with nearly 600,000 people expected to be directly affected after more than 150,000 likely to be displaced, according to officials. Government and Red Cross teams are preparing for emergencies. The new cyclone comes just weeks after Madagascar was badly affected by another cyclone and heavy rains, which caused 55 deaths and made 131,000 people homeless. Ottawa police vowed on Friday to crack down on what officials are calling, quote, an increasingly dangerous protest by hundreds of truckers who have shut down the center of the Canadian capital for 8 days to demand an end to COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The well-organized blockade, which police say has relied partly on U.S. funding, is unprecedented by Canadian standards. Ottawa's police chief warned hundreds more truckers were planning to enter the city this weekend, saying, quote, this remains an increasingly volatile and increasingly dangerous demonstration. Protesters in the downtown core, quote, remain highly organized, well-funded, extreme. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.